Is there any proof that the 10 plagues actually happened? Most of the 10 plagues were colossal disasters inflicted upon Egypt. So wouldn't we hear about them from sources other than the Bible if they were true? Like from an Egyptian source? I mean, you'd think so, right? Well, first let's talk about objectivity. We'd all like to think that the reporting of events and historical facts would be perfectly objective, right? That an accurate record of exactly what happened is written down and preserved for all of us, for all of history, right? Well, that's not exactly the case. Like reporting and journalism today, the written record was usually fashioned around the preferred narrative, not around what actually happened. For instance, for a large portion of history, we have records from the winning sides of conflict, not from the losing side. More so, often, triumphant kings would erase all records and all mentions of the previous ruler as a way of signaling that the old ways are out and you better get with the new program. Usually these histories are glowing portraits of the ruler, and they contain none of the ruler's faults. Now, as a side note, that's one thing that makes the Bible so unique in ancient literature. It presents Israel in an honest light, even showcasing its unfaithfulness and its sin. Even in the New Testament, we're not presented with airbrushed images of the apostles. I mean, Peter denied Christ, Thomas doubted the resurrection, and even Paul, the great church planter, had an argument so sharp with his friend Barnabas over something so silly that they parted ways. The scripture is unique because it highlights how sinful, unfaithful, and downright corrupt people can be. But back to the plagues. Because rulers so often only publish that which makes them look good, we have very little reason to expect there to be an accurate historical record of the 10 plagues. After all, what country wants to remember the devastation that Egypt went through? But there is actually a record called the Ipuwer Papyrus. So what's the Ipuwer Papyrus? It's an ancient Egyptian poem dated to the time of Exodus, where the author, Ipuwer, is writing to the Lord of all. Now, we're not exactly sure what Egyptian deity is being written to here, but it's not the God of the Bible. This is not a, please forgive us for we have sinned poem. It's a, hey, Egyptian God, you let us down. Now come and fix this immediately. Before we get into the quotes of the poem, let me tell you what you probably already know. This is a controversial ancient document. Now, it's not controversial because some think it's dated incorrectly. No, there's an agreement that the date actually checks out. Here's the controversy. Secular historians say it cannot be referring to the 10 plagues, not because things don't line up well, but because of their anti-God, anti-supernatural bias. However, there are some non-Christian scholars, like Egyptologist David Roll, former director of the Institute for the Study of Interdisciplinary Sciences, which I have to note has a very unfortunate abbreviation. And by the way, he's a self-proclaimed agnostic who argues that this document does indeed confirm that the 10 plagues were historical. For reference, I'm going to put 12 circles here to represent plagues mentioned by the Ipuwer Papyrus, plus two other things that are mentioned that are of note. First, there's this. The river is blood. Men shrink from tasting. Humans thirst after water. And that is our water. That is our happiness. What shall we do in respect thereof? All is ruin. That sounds like the first plague, the Nile turned to blood, to me. The next three plagues, the frogs, the gnats, and the flies, they're not as economically devastating as the others on the list, so it's no surprise that they're actually not mentioned in this papyrus because the next plagues have much greater devastation. Concerning the fifth plague, we read this, all animals, their hearts weep, cattle moan. Remember, the fifth plague brought disease on cattle that ended in their death. We see a reference to the sixth plague of boils when Ipuwer wrote, pestilence is throughout the land. For the seventh and eighth plagues, a violent hailstorm and locust respectively, we read this, forsooth, which is a great word, forsooth, grain has perished on every side, and forsooth, that has perished which was yesterday seen. Both of these refer to the 1-2 punch of hail and locust on the crops. We also read, forsooth, gates, columns, and walls are consumed by fire, referring to the widespread fires caused by lightning during the dangerous hailstorm. As for the ninth plague, Ipuwer plainly states, the land is without light. For the final and most devastating plague, the death of the firstborn, we read this: "He who places his brother in the ground is everywhere. And indeed, laughter is perished and is no longer made. It is groaning that is throughout the land, mingled with laments." Beyond the 10 plagues, we see these: gold and lapis lazuli, and lapis lazuli, and lapis lazuli, silver and turquoise, carnelian and amethyst, ibis stone, and beyond the 10 plagues, we see these: gold and lapis lazuli, silver and turquoise, carnelian and amethyst, gold and lapis lazuli. Beyond the 10 plagues, we see this quote. It talks about how jewelry of all kinds are strung around the necks of maidservants, a reference to the Egyptians giving the Israelites their jewelry as they left Egypt. And this one: fire has gone up on high, a possible reference to the pillar of fire. And then the Nile overflows, yet no plow for it. Everyone says, "We do not know what will happen throughout the land," a reference to the severe shortage of men throughout Egypt after the firstborn sons were killed and the annihilation of the Egyptian army in the Red Sea. Look, if this ancient document is not referring to the 10 plagues and their aftermath, it's an almost equally stunning miracle of coincidence. I mean, this is crazy, right? I hope you found this video interesting and that it strengthened your faith. If you did, would you please consider sharing it? And be sure to subscribe so that you can catch the next video when it drops. Before we go, a word about channel sponsor LifeWord. They are doing an incredible work all around the world, bringing the good news of Jesus to even the most remote locations through radio and the most connected locations through the power of the internet. If you haven't checked them out here on YouTube, be sure to do that. It is definitely content worth watching. We'll see you next time. Grace and peace.